All right, folks, wake up and smell the coffee. Or maybe just grab a big glass of water, stretch those limbs out, and get ready for another awesome day. This is Jackson Reed, your daily dose of motivation and real talk right here on Wake Up and Win. Now, I know life can throw some curveballs. Sometimes it feels like we're juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle. And let's be honest, keeping our mental health in check, that can feel like the biggest challenge of them all. But trust me, taking care of your mind is not just about feeling good, it's about showing up as your best self in every area of life. Think about it. Your mental well-being impacts everything from your relationships to your work performance, even how you handle those pesky grocery store lines. So today, we're diving deep into the world of mental health, why it matters, how to spot the signs when things are off, and most importantly, what practical steps you can take right now to make a real difference. First up, stop thinking about mental health as some distant, abstract concept. It's not just for folks who are struggling with major issues, it's about cultivating a sense of inner peace, resilience, and overall well-being. Think of it like your physical health. You wouldn't neglect regular exercise or healthy eating, right? Your mind deserves the same level of attention. Number 2. Recognize that your feelings are valid. Ever felt overwhelmed, anxious, or just plain drained? It happens to all of us. Don't judge yourself for having these emotions. Instead, acknowledge them, understand them, and then figure out how to move forward in a healthy way. Thirdly, find what works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to mental well-being. What helps me in mind might be totally different from what chills you out. Explore different activities, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature, listening to music, whatever feels good. Remember, it's about finding those healthy outlets that help you recharge and de-stress. Next up, don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. We all have our moments of weakness, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with reaching out for help. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider joining a support group, or even seeking professional guidance from a therapist. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. Remember that you're human, you're allowed to make mistakes, and you're capable of overcoming challenges. Celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward with grace and resilience. Let me tell you a story. Last month, I was swamped with work deadlines, trying to juggle everything on my plate and feeling the pressure mounting. I started getting headaches, lost sleep, and even snapped at people, not my best self. Finally, I realized I needed to take a step back. So, I took a day for myself, went hiking in the woods, listened to some uplifting music, and just breathed. That simple act of self-care made a world of difference. It reminded me to prioritize my well-being and that sometimes taking a break is the most productive thing you can do. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you take care of your mental health. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself every day, even when things get tough. By prioritizing your mental well-being, you're investing in a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Ready to put these tips into action? First, take a moment right now to identify one thing you can do today to show yourself some love, whether it's taking a short walk, listening to your favorite song, or simply giving yourself a big hug. Second, share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words of encouragement. And finally, keep the conversation going. Join me on social media and let me know what you're doing to prioritize your mental health. Remember, taking care of your mind is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never underestimate the power of your own resilience. Now go out there and win the day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.